What is up, everyone, and welcome back to another PWCC live stream here on Slab Stock Sundays. As we look at the PWCC weekly auction number 98, we are so close to episode 100. I hope you all are enjoying the series that we've had here so far, and I am dying to pick the right name at the end of the episode. If you have not watched the full episode yet, the end of the episode, every single time we give away a card, and Julie and I try to pick who wins that card, and I have failed 98, 97 times in a row, so...
You got to clarify that. Aaron tries, Julian guesses.
I'm condemning is what I'm doing. I'm condemning whoever I pick.
Unfortunate to the people who join in.
But this has been quite the weekend, I tell you. So, right now Packers and Chiefs are playing. Obviously, I'm a huge Packer fan. Julian's loving the 49ers win right now. Absolute beatdown in Philadelphia, dude. They got smacked, exposed for the frauds that they are. I think that they were kind of similar to the Vikings last year, where they were 11-1 or whatever and had all those one score games. Same thing with the Eagles this year. So Julian Isaac, very happy to see that win for y'all. I made a big trade for Brock Purdy because Joe Burrow got hurt, and that worked out amazingly today.
Yeah, what, he had four touchdowns?
I think so. But don't forget, I love to see Blaz, but see Blaz thinks that Brock Purdy's trash. So
I refuse to comment. See Blaz, man, what you doing?
But in other news, huge college football playoff news this weekend. Texas makes it for the first time in their program history during a 10-year CFP. Actually, the first time even getting close to it. And Quinn Ewers was amazing, amazing on Saturday. Florida State got the short end of the stick. I feel really bad for those guys. The coach seems like he just loves the team. And Jordan Travis is a dog, man. I know we've been talking about Jordan Travis for a while here. And it just stinks, man. You freak break your leg, and your team just gets screwed for it, you know. And I thought that Florida State probably should have made it. I think Alabama being in it will make it a better tournament, a better 4-team playoff. I thought Texas was always going to make it with the head-to-head win over Alabama, as long as they destroyed Oklahoma State, which happened. And unfortunately for you, you know, Georgia wasn't even really in consideration. But that is to be said that it does pretty much show how the playoff is flawed right now, which is why there's 12 teams coming in. There's no way that Georgia should just not be in consideration. Like, they weren't because of how the games are played out and the wins and losses head-to-head, but it's really a shame. Like, that team was good. They honestly stumbled a little bit towards the end of the season, and they got, you know, kicked to the side for it. But this would have been the perfect year to do 6 teams, as Julian just told me, and 2 byes, or 8 teams and get Ohio State and Oregon in there too. Did you watch any games this week? I'll let you go for a second. Tell me about the atmosphere at Kohl Center, baby. Badgers beat Marquette, number 3 in the nation.
Big game yesterday in Madison. We took on number 3 Marquette. Big dub. Place was absolutely rocking. It was a whiteout, so everybody was wearing white. And, I mean, we ended it off with a storm in the court, which was fantastic. I've been at very few sporting events that had that type of atmosphere, and it was amazing. And hopefully we keep it up. We got a tough stretch coming up. We play number 2 Arizona, I think, next weekend.
And Michigan State in between there too.
Yeah, so we're at Michigan State in a couple days, and then number 2 Arizona. So I'm hoping we keep it up. Right now we're making a good case for the tournament. So
yeah, all things going well. The win against Marquette was so big for the resume builder. Needed that win, and honestly was a bit convincing too. Like, I mean, what, got within 5 at one point and then went back to like 12 pretty quickly. Yeah. So that was sweet to see.
It was great. I have a bunch of friends that go to Marquette too, so I was chirping them a little bit, but we played well. It wasn't even like we didn't deserve to win that. I was very surprised at how well we played, but it was great. It's been a great weekend for sports, except for
and big Chelsea W.
Now, yeah, okay, honestly, not a big W coming Wednesday.
Yeah, no, Chelsea and Man United play on Wednesday, so we'll have at it next weekend. But yeah,
at least Aaron's a true Chelsea fan, so he knows we play Wednesday. Unlike Max, if he's here.
Yeah, Max, if you're still awake right now, Julian's still giving me flack for that and all your beans and mushy peas. Real music, how we doing? Patrick O'Connell said, "Sup guys, been a few weeks. Happy to be back here." Well, hey, we're glad to have you back as well. DJ Quicksilver in the comments, welcoming back. Pat is awesome to see. And real music, I'm not sure. I don't think so, though. All right. Well, for this week's episode, and also let us know in the comments, how did your weekend go? How did the sports go? Did you watch college football? Do you have a college basketball team playing NFL today? Fantasy football teams, whatever it is, throw some thoughts in the comments, and we're happy to go back and forth. All right, to start today's episode, we're doing something where we are looking at some of the rarest cards on this auction this week. Number 98 here on PWCC. Now, this is not, let me type in one of one and show you all the different one of ones in the auction. This is like based on rarity. Real Music, I am not sure. I did not watch that show. Based on rarity, based on like the parallel itself, like how many different copy or how many different parallels in the set are there for those, like you would never find me putting into this segment right now, let's say like a Nebula one of one, because like, you know, there's a billion different parallels for Prism. So like they can just make all these different colors, all that stuff. It's really trying to dig and find ones where it's like there's two parallels per that set, or there's not, there's just one parallel per that set, stuff like that. So I'm excited to share a couple of those finds that I had on the auction. Of course, we have a Who Be Buying Today, powered by Slab Stocks Julian. And then we'll just be looking at the auction and how it's closing as we check out this Packers game and hopefully see us beat the defending champion Chiefs. I think that they just fumbled it. I'm not sure if we got that ball or not. But all right, so kicking us off, I don't have to go too far off the top of our favorites list, as this card right here is – oops, wait – does this happen all the time for you now? I thought that's supposed to like bring up a little preview. Like if you click on a card, it goes to the actual page itself.
I think it's been like that for a minute.
Oh, you're right. I guess I'm thinking of like the maybe the older platform. I don't know why. I'm like, I thought I was just gonna like a larger photo. I guess I'll zoom in if I really
want to. It did used to be like that, yeah.
All right. So basically, right here we've got this Mr. Hockey. I love how they have that. Yeah, Mr. Hockey with like the legit trademark. That's his nickname, and it's got the little R for register next to it. Gordie Howe, he signs with Mr. Hockey. One of one patch autograph from 2005, UD the Cup. And there's like tons of the one of ones from this set ending here. Hockey is famously known, Upper Deck, for creating very little parallels in their sets in the Cup, which is and actually all the sets. You know, Young Guns has got a few parallels most of the years. Now they're adding a little bit more. But this is quite the card here. It is a very, very nice game use patch autograph from a player that played a long time ago, one of the best hockey players ever. And I just want to give that card a massive shout out. And the price shows. I mean, you're talking $20,000+ here for a 2005 produced hockey card that is not an Ovechkin rookie, that is not a Crosby rookie. So got to give props to that card for where it's due, because that card is absolutely amazing. Big fan of that one. Julian, any thoughts here?
Well, I have a question. Is that on card?
That is on card. Okay. It just looks, it's placed in a window, but that is 100% on card.
The fact that it's on card, I got to say, it just looks fantastic. It's so neat. I'm sure your OCD is liking this. I mean, it just, you don't see this much anymore with the on cards. I just got to make that point. It's a nice scene for the eyes.
Yeah, Upper Deck's definitely has definitely had some great designs over the years. What a card. Very, very nice. All right. I don't even have to go too far for this next one. We're not going to have to skip over that Connor McDavid, unfortunately, as it's a beautiful card, but it's out of 50, and there's, you know, they make a lot of limited logos. But I'm not the biggest Kyrie fan, but any time that there's a card that is numbered, like, to their jersey number, I'm not saying, like, their jersey number, you know, 23 out of 99 for LeBron. This card is numbered to 2, numbered out of 2. And it's 2 out of 2, mind you, so this is his jersey number as well. When he was with the Cavs, he still wears 2 now, doesn't he? I can't remember. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Let's see.
I know. Yeah, he might be.
Point is that
he's 11.
He's 11 now. Okay, so I wasn't 100% on that one. Oh, they just fumbled on the goal line, but I think he's down. This card right here, there's like super limited parallels for these Immaculate cards, and specifically this design. This is the only one. Like, they made this specific horizontal design for the ones that are numbered out of their jersey numbers. And when your jersey number is like less than 4, these things, in my opinion, are some of the best cards for a given player. Even Giannis's that is numbered out of 34, I think, is one of his best cards. I would go as far to say that this card is light years ahead of any of his NT patch autographs, other than his logo, man. I love Immaculate from back in the day. Even now, I still am a sucker for some Immaculate cards that Panini makes, as much as I don't like Panini in the modern day. Still a sucker for the Immaculate acetates, all that stuff. This card is fantastic. It's a PSA 8 with a 9 autograph, and you cannot deny that $13,000 current bid. It shows that, you know, not many Kyrie cards sell for a ton of money right now, but Sure as heck that one is. And it's an awesome card. Julian, you agree with me on that? Do you like those ones that are super low number when they're numbered out of their jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people do. And this card in particular is just beautiful. I could stare at it for days and just – it's so cool. I will say, though, I was a little surprised because of Kyrie Irving that it got this much. I think the card like itself, like you said, from that set, particular set is like very desirable. But I don't know. I'm not the biggest Kyrie fan. And I think he's kind of proven he's not that guy. So he's never going to be like number one option and lead a team to a championship, in my opinion.
Yeah. And generally to get cards to sell for that much, you almost do need players that are a guy like that. I think that you would have found players like Dame Lillard's cards are selling for that much or more back during COVID, but a lot of players' cards were then. Zion's were, you know, you can go down the laundry list of players who had cards selling for that much. But nowadays, you kind of do need to have, you know, that expensive of cards be the guy, especially on another championship winning team. But I love the card. Real Music, how far does it go back? Immaculate. This was the first year in 2012. So this is first year Immaculate card right here. Very, very awesome card. I am going to really quickly do a search here. On this card is I want to see if there's any sales history on this thing, because I feel like if this thing sold during COVID, you're talking like, I don't know, neither. I don't see anything. So that's even just how rare it is. I don't think this card has actually ever sold publicly unless, you know, it changed hands privately, which we don't know about, but my goodness, that is a rare card. And if it did sell, it was a long time ago for a very little bit of money. Pegdrin says, hyped up for the break on Wednesday. And yes, on Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time, I'll be live on Fanatics Live for Topps Inception Release Day Baseball. I'm extremely excited for Topps Inception Baseball because the price point is actually very nice for a 16-box case. You can buy in with the Brewers for like $35, $40, the Twins $35, and a full case break. It's a very affordable set with some awesome hits. They're bringing the first Milestones cards to the set, including bases from their first MLB hit. Like, that is an awesome addition to that set that will help out the product in general. And I'm pumped about, excited to see you there, Peg Jung. So please check out our Fanatics live stream. All the spots are actually already available. Only 3 PYT case breaks, not as much as we were doing for Top Trimmer update, but excited to see the product. Dex says, Aaron, please go old school and bring back Sam Dunks, man. I love Sam. Sam's always welcome to do some NBA episodes here or there if he wants to, but I know he's got a lot he's trying to handle. But I actually just talked to Sam the other day. He called me. He's a huge Newcastle soccer fan. After the PSG handball, he called me, and first time I talked to him for a bit, and he's like, Aaron, I just had to call someone and vent about this, man. He's like, I don't know enough people to care about this. He's like, what the heck was that? I'm like, I don't know, man. That's terrible. So, it's good to hear from Sam.
After some quick research, Aaron, would you rather have that Kyrie Immaculate or one that sold in 2021, a silver prism black label BGS 10 for $16,000?
2012 prism?
Yeah, 2012. In 2021.
Oh, the sale was in 2021.
Yeah, for $16,000.
Way rather have this card. I mean, the silvers are very nice cards from 2012 prism, pretty rare, but it's not even close. What's up, Hank? How we doing, man? You missed the start. We talked a lot about this Gordie Howe card, but check it out quick, Hank. One of one patch autograph. Quite the amazing card right there. Love that one. All right. So next up in the list is, I'm going to skip the next Immaculate card. It's a logo, man. We all know logo men are one of one. I don't really need to highlight that. I'm going to do the Aaron thing here where I say, I don't really care about Tom Brady cards, though, but we'll talk about a Tom Brady card for a second. I'm just messing around. This is 2013 Select Gold, numbered out of 10, PSA 10 Tom Brady. Now, I keep on referencing nowadays Panini, modern Panini, all this stuff, you know. And if you go back and look at Cardboard Connection checklists of Panini sets, they were making like very scarce, rare sets, very desirable, even years where there were not a lot of good rookies, like 2013. This was the first Select year for football. You have the Prism Silver, the Prism Green on 15, which is a weird parallel for a green numbered out of 15, the Gold out of 10, and Prism Black 1 of 1. You're talking a four-card parallel set, 100 base cards. Julian, we won't even ever be close to that again with Panini's production. I mean, and I know that they should increase production with the amount of demand that's here, all that stuff. I totally understand. It makes sense. It's simple economics. They can't make boxes $2,000 because there's so little of them, so you got to make more parallels and stuff. So it makes sense. But, I mean, do we need all of the different black and gold shocks and black snakeskin courtside, yada, 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 yada. I mean, this is right here a true rare Panini card. There's only 25 total or 26 total numbered cards of this Tom Brady's first from select. So a very rare one here. Very cool. It's at $12,000 or whatever for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, you said what, four parallels there? Now it's at like 50.
Dude, maybe even more for some sets, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. So yeah, that's a cool one there. And I can't give credit to the Kyrie Irving number out of two without giving credit to the original jersey number patch autographs here. The number pieces from Exquisite, where Immaculate did indeed get its ideology from Carvin, the creator of Exquisite for Upper Deck, who ended up creating Immaculate for Panini. It's really no surprise that that idea was brought over. If the same guy had made this set, one of the most legendary sets ever, applies it to Immaculate, it's very successful. So shout out to Carvin, man. What super genius. Great designs and great ideas. This one is also, though, like when you can find these cards here that do not have a lot of parallels, it's the only card in the set. There's no one of ones of this. It's only numbered out of 33. Like, that stuff matters to me. I know it matters to collectors too. I think finding rare stuff like that, it's very impactful over time. And I'm not saying that you have to drop $1,500 on Patrick Ewing, but finding examples like that, and it doesn't have to be exactly like that, can be close to it, because I know you can't always get the rarest of the rare, but man, I just wish that there's just a little bit more done of this today. And I have to give a shout out to Topps. Obviously, you know, we're big Topps supporters and break a lot of the baseball product, but the Celebrations out of Topps Chrome update this year, the base is numbered out of 99. To make an insert that is strictly numbered out of 99 and not like the Radiating Rookies that are, you know, one every 2.5 cases, but they make so much product that there is a decent amount of them, or the Let's Go, which are super rare, but still they're not numbered. The Celebrations out of 99, gold out of 50, orange out of 25, red out of 5, and super fractor one of one, those are the parallels that people care about. So, like, more stuff like that in the hobby today, and making things that resonate with collectors, like their favorite players celebrating after a home run. I mean, you know how much you love the Buxton card, Julian. You probably didn't even know who Byron Buxton was, really. You know, you couldn't even tell me which draft class he was in.
I was waiting to throw that in there. Yeah, I still don't really know much about him, but that card is sick, and I would consider buying that card.
So Byron Buxton was actually, I want to say he was the number one overall pick in 2013. Worst, he was the number two overall pick, but I think that was Carlos Correa. So pretty sure he's the number one overall pick. I got to plug in my computer charger quick before this dies. No, he was number two. I think Correa was probably number one then. Yeah, so Buxton was number two, and he was like mega prospect, got up to number one prospect in the country, or in MLB, so like basketball or college football. And then he just had a ton of injuries throughout his career so far. So very talented whenever he's healthy and playing. But as all my Twins friends know, it does not last forever. So, but yeah, he's a fun player. Specifically, it's a fun card. Did you tell them, or do you comment on like what the actual card was?
So basically, it's the, like you said, the Celebration. So they're celebrating after, I'm assuming, a home run.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like fishing gear. He's got like a hat on, and he's got like a life vest, but like kind of like a fishing. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like a hilarious photo. And the first thing I saw it, I was like, this has got to be Photoshopped, right? There's no way like he has this at a game and like pulls it out, right? Because that's like hilarious. And Aaron told me it is for real. So I didn't know anything about the guy. But
to be fair, I haven't seen it happen live before, but I only can assume that it is live. Why would they Photoshop that? You know, it's supposed to be based on these players on brain. Yeah, also, like, I'm so disappointed that the Willie Adames is not him getting crowned with a cheese head, bro. For the first half of the season, whenever Brewers hit a home run, they got a cheese head put on their head by the teammates. And I still stand by today. I think it had to do with licensing and the cheese head actually being a trademarked produced material. So I think that's why.
Like, dude even has like a fishing rod in his hand. Like, that is commitment. I respect it.
That's cold, bro. That's awesome. Down the farm in the house. Says behind Correa and ahead of Zunino, either way, Correa's drafted ahead. Thank you, Vinny. This is Godweed, bro. These are my least favorite cards in the history, is when they take players that just got traded or signed with the team and they're holding their jersey with like just a gray t-shirt. Look at this. Do you know who the other one was that was like this, but in soccer? Big American.
Oh, yeah. It was Pulisic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I literally refuse to buy his first prism Chelsea cards because he's holding the jersey that he's wearing in the photo. I'm like, it looks so stupid. But either way, when you talk about rarity, I mean, I've mentioned select, really prism first year golds out of 10 were the only numbered cards in the entire set. No one of ones. The greens were retail, not numbered out of 15. They're super rare, but not out of 15. And the silvers are SP as well. So, like, Panini really knocked out of the park. They added more the second year after the first year success. And obviously, up till now, added a billion. But yeah, very, very cool card. You know, things change, but love the golds from 2012. I will not, as much as I like to rip on Panini here and there, They did a very good job early on with their basketball license, and a lot of those cards are extremely collectible, including early flawless cards too. So, and even some recent flawless cards, just the football ones when they started to use not licensed material and stuff like that. When you're paying that much for a box, I just can't justify it. So,
yeah.
All right, and now I want to ask all of your opinions on this card. And I had this one pegged here to get some comments from the audience. So please let me know in the comments. We've got here De'Aaron Fox Prism Black 1/1, but it's not the real Prism Black 1/1. That would likely be a $25,000-plus card. Maybe people call me crazy and it's worth more. I don't know. I'm just throwing a conservative number thrown on it. This is the Fast Break. This is pulled out of the Fast Break boxes. It's the Disco parallel. I think that was the first year they started Fast Break boxes. And it's like, you know, pushing $7,000 or something right now. And I'm not sure I can justify this for like a very like little brother type parallel. De'Aaron Fox, fantastic player. I believed in De'Aaron Fox for a long time. And I thought got off to a pretty like slower start to his career as his talent level was. But I think that some of that was just the Kings not really being there as a team too. Man, he has really taken off on a rocket ship the last 2 years. As has his cards, but man, $7,500, Julian, I'd like to get your thoughts too. Do you care at all about a Fast Break Black 1/1 for this much money?
I would say normally I don't. I kind of like the way this card looks, and because it's still earlier on, it's not like very recent where some of those parallels don't look the best. But I would say I think De'Aaron Fox's market is just like super undervalued, and it's super weird because like I'd consider buying a rare De'Aaron Fox card, but then if I like brought to a show or put it online, like how many people would like realistically be interested in it? But this card in particular, I do like it. The price tag is a little much, but you always have to have that in the back of your mind because you've got those other 1/1s, like they would much rather have the straight black. So it's kind of in the back of your mind.
And I think that like this does provide a little bit more affordable option. Be like, well, I kind of own it, you know, like, and not everyone has to have the $25,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to be able to own like the very best prism card of a player. Like you should have another option to like have a rare card and everything like that. But just to me, like there is a lot of other De'Aaron Fox cards I'd rather go after for this price. I'm sure you can find really nice flawless patch autographs for this, but in the end, I am and will always be more of an autograph fan than like a secondary parallel fan. Like probably taking the Prism Black 1/1 over like, you know, maybe like a certain type of flawless card. But in this case scenario, like I would rather have a flawless patch autograph. Let us know in the comments, what do you rather have? You know, this Prism Black 1/1 Fast Break or like a really nice patch autograph 1/1 or out of 5 that matches a similar amount of money. Divinity says, Aaron, have you bought your Jackson Churio jersey yet? I have not yet. I'm going to have to cop. I need to get a Churio jersey at some point here, man. That 8-year, $82 million. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dude, Christian Watson is fully back. There might be a flag on this play. Sorry to interrupt that. But Dobbs, 4th-and-1, super deep ball. Like, literally Love chucked it 40 yards on 4th-and-1. Dobbs caught a huge catch. And now Christian Watson possibly is holding on the defense. Oh, my gosh. Mom, Watson's fully back. He's caught a huge touchdown.
Fully back.
I can't contain the excitement. So Jackson Churio, for those that don't know, just signed the richest pre-MLB debut contract in the history of the MLB with the Milwaukee Brewers. Something I never hear myself or others say is the Brewers setting a record for most money with something. Blows my mind, but man, I take it. He is one of the best prospects in the entire minor leagues, either him or Jackson Holliday. He's the best prospect the Brewers have ever had. Every single level, he's hit above average, and he's just like 19 years old, crushing all these different leagues. And he's going to be our center fielder for the future. And 8 years, $82 million base. There is incentives that can reach up to 142 mil, and there's MVP voting built into that too. I love that. Any incentive that's built into playing extremely well gets you millions of dollars more. Do it, because if he's playing 10 years at 142 million, a 14 million valuation a year for an MVP caliber player is absolutely ridiculous. Mark Cannon was making like $10 million this year if we picked up the option or trade and whatever. So yeah, huge contract signing, especially with how you project like the payrolls to increase as time goes on and everything like that. But wow. Also, I don't know if Jim Baker's in the house, but Jordan Love is absolutely cooking. He's absolutely cooking the Chiefs, man. And also he's been amazing the last like 3 weeks. So I'm all here for this. He is so good. Unfortunately, still don't have any cards of him yet, but I'll get one hopefully in the offseason. Oh my gosh, he's 18 for 21, 200 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Loving the love.
He's cooking. So Peg Jung says, putting it out into the universe right now, Otani and Yamamoto to the Giants and Chapman is a possibility. Giants are going to spend big. I know you're a huge Giants fan. That'd be crazy if he doesn't up on the Giants. I hear this week we're going to find out where Otani goes. So let's see.
Hopefully, I don't think he's going to go to the Giants.
Anyone but the Cubs.
I've heard that like picked up steam.
A lot of steam. They're probably by the odds, I think the second or third favorite team to sign, right? That's still the Dodgers, like by the Vegas betting odds at number one. I think the Cubs might be number two. And then it was like, did I hear like the Blue Jays were up in there or something like that? Something wild. Yeah, so down on the farm just says Otani to the Dodgers. Vegas odds are -110, which is a
weird. Like to the Dodgers. Ugh.
See, I wouldn't like it either, but man, I cannot let him get into this. Jim Baker's accepting. I would not want him to get into the NL Central. I just could not handle that, man. He's so good. I love Otani, but please don't come to the NL Central. All right, Julian. I think that
I agree on that, except there's the little caveat where like he'd be playing very close to me, so I could go watch.
So that's the other thing too, is that like if there's one plus to it, it's like I get to watch Otani all the time. You barely get to watch him when he plays with the Angels on the West Coast. Like I go watch him literally so many games, you know, and even in person too. All right, Julian, who be buying? Let's roll it. What do we got?
Let's roll it. Well, you actually had this card up on the screen, but you didn't click on it. So we're gonna go with it. There's the Tom Brady gold vinyl out of 5.
Ooh.
We got some hot takes today. Got some hot takes.
Let's get some hot takes in here.
Okay. This is a ridiculous amount of money, in my opinion, for a 2020 Prism. I kind of saw this and I didn't the price kind of was like, wow. You're getting to the point where you can, like you said with the Kyrie Irving, like obviously Tom Brady stuff's a lot more expensive, but you could still get some nice rookie stuff for this amount of money, like pre or post buyer's premium. What, that's like over 11K. So like I was already looking at stuff. Like I'd so much rather have, like, this is also not an auto, so it's one of those ones where it's just the parallel. I'd go older every day for
I mean, let me just tell you this. I know that like authentic is kind of a grade that people want to avoid, but even a PSA 5, his 2000 contenders rookie autograph, literally one of the very best, if not the best, football card ever. It's like a 10 to 15,000 dollar card, even for the bad grades. If you know it's real, if you know the auto is real, all day, every day over this card. All day, every day.
I agree. Yes. But
go ahead.
Okay, so we got the next one. This one hurts my head like a lot. There's a Justin Herbert 1/1 shield patch that is at 7.7K pre-buyer's premium. And on the back, it says not from any specific game or event.
Which in the end could still be game warm, but they don't call it out though. They don't say it's game worn. They don't say it's even player worn. They say authentic memorabilia, which we, as you know, there are authentic jerseys that don't even matter. Like, you know, you buy one on, you know, whatever, NFL.com, you can get an authentic jersey, but who knows?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where like the wording is so ambiguous that you have to think they're trying to cover like that. It's not player worn, right? Like it's like one of those ads for like some type of drug that'll like, the tiny print, it'll like kill you. Like,
yeah. Right.
So yeah, I saw that one. Once again, public service announcement. Make sure you read the back of the card before buying.
Love it. All right.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? What we got next? Okay. We have a Justin Fields, Prism Gold.
Dude, even with them winning, he was like not it against the Vikes.
Dude, he's just – and you factor in, I think Michigan's going to have a great college football playoffs, and then I think Harbaugh's going to become the Bears coach. And you think he's going to have an Ohio State quarterback as his starting quarterback who's absolutely stunk it up? Like, the future is not looking good for Justin Fields.
You actually think that Harbaugh's leaving Michigan after the season?
If they do well, I think he would.
I don't – here's my thing. I think that Jim Harbaugh is trying to build his legacy like Nick Saban. Like, Harbaugh is young enough to, like, get to that point eventually. If Michigan's made it 3 years in a row, they have not won a playoff game yet. I hate Michigan, man. I hope that Alabama kill him. I think that, like, I don't think that Harbaugh's going to leave Michigan. I mean, I know we saw him in the NFL for a little bit with your Niners, but, like, I think that, like, there's so much value, especially with the NIL now in college football. If you are running, like, one of those massive legacy programs, I just don't see him leaving. Although I know Vinny is Chicago, you know, area as well, and thinks that he's heard about Harbaugh with the Bears. But my whole thing there is, like, maybe I'm wrong, but I always feel like the Chicago media is trying to cook up like some big rumors for their teams. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. I think he's friends with the general manager who's trying to like clean house. The contract would be massive.
Yeah.
And this year in particular, I think he's really fed up with college football because of everything that's gone on.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
So I think for sure at some point he's going to go back to the NFL. It just depends where. I wouldn't want to go coach the Bears, but if he does, like, Justin Fields' future, like, the Bears are already questionable. If Jim Harbaugh becomes the coach, dude, pack your stuff. There's no shot you are starting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that he'd want to restart, right, with a new QB?
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, do you even think someone would give him, like, a starter position? I think it's got to be a backup, and then they're just like, there's a potential for you to play.
I mean, I saw a rumor trade, like, where, like, the Seahawks would trade for him and give up like a third, a fourth, and a fifth or something like that. And a lot of people in the comments are like, there's no way the Seahawks would give up 3 draft picks over the next 2 years for Justin Fields. Like, why? Like, you can pick a QB and keep those picks. They'll probably end up being better than Fields.
Traded Trey Lance for a fourth or fifth. Like, there's no way someone's going to shell out that much for him.
Right, right. So, I mean, hey, I think that's a decent call. Like, I think that any – like, I know Justin Fields was highly valued. You can look at it now and say, well, his cards have dropped 70%. Should we buy the dip? Well, in certain scenarios, like, it's just not worth buying him. Here's my whole deal is that going into the season, man, the amount that we've heard on social media, Justin Fields, does he have some of the best weapons in the NFL? Like, with DJ Moore and Cole Kmet and whoever the running back is. I don't know why I'm forgetting who the running back is. Who's the running back?
Oh,
I can't remember who the running back is.
What's his name? Is it Khalil?
Yeah, Khalil Herbert. I don't know if he's hurt or not now. And then it was like Darnell Mooney. Dude, people were like hyping those guys up to the moon, and now it's Fields has no help again. Like,
the excuses keep coming. I mean, everyone's like, MVP odds this year, MVP odds this year. Dude, like, you can blame some of the stuff on the team, but like, some of those throws are just like, it's becoming apparent, like, I don't know, it seems like he can't read a defense because, yeah. And I don't want to, like, stroke my own ego here, but from day one, I didn't think Justin Fields was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL just because playing on a team like Ohio State covers up those flaws because the team is just so good and it's just not the same level as the NFL and the pros. And, yeah, it's kind of turning out that way. I'm not a Green Bay fan, by the way. Real music. I'm not a Green Bay fan.
No, Julian doesn't care at all about the NFC North, really, in the end. Other than you probably like to see the Bears struggle.
Yeah.
All right. What's up next?
Okay. Well, I got a few more. So how much time we got?
We got a good amount of time, man. Keep going. All right. I sent it over to you early tonight.
Because you know I was cooking it up. Okay.
I knew you were cooking it up.
We got another hot take. We got a Lionel Messi 2021 Topps Chrome Red Auto.
Mm.
And here's my hot take. I would never buy a Lionel Messi card in a PSG kit, considering how things went and, like, where he is in his career now.
I mean, what was the best thing that happened there? Like, a sweet free kick goal that, like, yeah, I remember it was like some free kick goal that, like, helped them win the league or something like that.
Yeah, it's just in the stats, like – I don't want to say it was a failed experiment because he played well, but like it's definitely forgettable in his legendary career. And now that he's on Inter Miami, like, I think it's like an afterthought. And if someone like brought me a Messi card and it was PSG, I don't think I'd be interested at all. So that's kind of my hot take. I want to hear what everybody else has to say. But I know, Aaron, you're kind of along the same lines.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good options.
It's a looking card, but that doesn't do it for me.
There's just so many good options out there for Messi cards. If you're talking Barcelona cards or Argentina cards, like, there's no shortage of good Messi cards. There, you can take money and find an autograph of him, likely in a different kit, and spend maybe a little bit more money or even the same amount of money. So, I the only one I disagree with you on is, and you aren't talking about this specific card, so maybe you think differently. I think getting an on-card Topps Chrome autograph, if he is in the PSG kit for those cards, I think it's a different animal. I know it didn't go great in PSG. They didn't win the Champions League, which is what had to happen to make that a success, really, in the end. And I think that the on-card autograph on Topps Chrome brand is a different story, but that's like a very small case, obviously, and you have to spend multiple thousands to get that.
Yeah, and Real Music, they it was basically a super team, and they did not – they won the league, but, like,
yeah,
that's not much for a team where it's like they dominate every time. But for a team that had that caliber of players, it was pretty shocking at, like, how they couldn't really win, like, the Champions League or some of those
big – Yeah, listen, teams. Winning League One, if they didn't win that, that would have been a travesty for them. You know, like, to make any sort of actual success, they had to at least make the final in the Champions League, in my mind. And they got knocked out quite early after having, as many teams did, a lead over Real Madrid in both, you know, in that round of 16. That was one of the craziest runs I think I've witnessed. And obviously, I've only really watched soccer religiously for like 4 years now. But, man, that run, and I'm sure that you probably agree, when they beat Chelsea and then beat PSG and then came back against City as well, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just – that's why I love soccer so much, because especially the Champions League, it's just like anything can happen. And those two, like the knockout games where it's like both legs, so it's like home and away, like anything could happen. And some of the craziest stuff I've seen has happened in Champions League. So, yeah, I agree with that. All right, well, I got two more. We'll go with this. There's a LeBron James 2020 Hoops Artist Proof 1/1.
LeBron James.
Okay, this card looks like a base card to me. It does not look like a 1/1 at all. It just looks like a regular NBA Hoops card. I'm not a big NBA Hoops fan of the design in general, but even more so than Messi, LeBron has so many 1/1s in the current like day and age, and like this one is just not it for me at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's always gonna be this struggle for both Topps and Panini to like not go so over the top with 1/1s that they're like, you know, just kind of gimmicky. But at the same time, it's like to have 1/1s also appear like base cards is a problem as well. Which, in my opinion, I guess what I'd say is like certain sets maybe don't need, like, I don't know if they need this type of like paper black 1/1. It, like, yeah, it's worth money. Yeah, it's $1,300. Yeah, someone pulled in and was probably super excited, which I'm not trying to like put that down, but like, is this something that's needed? And like the platinum 1/1 in Topps flagship, like, I think a while ago they should have switched their foil fractor design. They have foil fractors in Topps Champions League paper soccer. Those cards I actually think look amazing. Is like a separate take on the super fractor, and it fits the paper sets. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think this is that big of an issue because they like Hoops is supposed to be a very low dollar brand. If this was a more expensive brand, I think it's a different story, but yeah, they should have the cards in here though. Cause like, if you think about it, right, like you want people who can't spend the Prism money, $1,000 a box, to be able to get a card that can sell for like $1,000+. But I agree. Let's make sure that whoever pulls the card doesn't just toss it to the side and miss on a $13.
Okay. $13 card. Yeah. So that's my big thing is that I understand it's something being like, okay, there just shouldn't be an NBA Hoops in general, but like realistically, they make so many different products. So it's accessible for multiple people and it's like lower end, like you said. But if I'm opening a pack and pulling cards, I wouldn't have, like, I would have just put this to the side. Like 100%. Like, at least if you're going to do something like this, just make it look so sick. Like, yeah. This just is the.
Like, I think that there's plenty of technologies that they have for Parallels 2 to where they could have thrown a Kaboom design on this, any of those Revolution designs on, whatever it is, right? Like, I don't have the answer. I'm not a car manufacturer. They'll have to, you know, figure that one out. But I agree with you. And that's why I'm saying I'm bringing up top two.
Slapstock's card manufacturing?
Good question. No. but even Topps Platinum's like they've really gotten ugly. So I hope to see a change in that one soon here, as I'm sure many are hoping for that as well.
Okay. Now to finish it off, because I'm looking for answers here. I'm still confused about this. We have a Bailey Zappe 2022 National Treasures out of 99 that's at $300 pre-buyer's premium. Okay. This has got to be like money laundering, right? Like people buying Bailey Zappe cards. I'm so confused. This dude's stats in his three games started, his average QBR is like 22. Do you know how insane that is?
Man, the Patriots are in such a bad spot. I don't know why anyone spent any money on this.
I'm just so confused. Like for comparison, like a Zach Wilson, his QBR has been like around 30, like 31, 32. Like, and that's like what people consider bad. Like Bailey Zappe is so far below that. He hasn't done anything to like to promote like his prices going up or make it seem like he could be the starting quarterback for the Patriots. And it just, it confuses me so much. I don't know if people think it's Mac Jones and like just buy it, or like even at that, it's like Mac Jones is not the best. But yeah, it's like, it's funny. Peg Jung just said that. He said, "Hey, Davis Mills got in the game today." Because like with Davis Mills, he actually had like a solid streak of games there for a second, and his market like went flying up. This dude has been cut by the Patriots probably like three times. Has been thrown in as a starter a couple times. It's just, it's mind boggling to me. I really don't understand it.
I mean, it's very clear that Patriots are looking a different direction after this year. Yeah. I don't think there's any scenario to where they are settled with what their QB situation is at this point. I mean, what are you hoping for? He goes to a different team and plays. I mean, the odds of him getting a different team, he might get another start at some point in his career, just based off of, I don't know, someone gets hurt. Whoever's buying after that, though, is going to lose money too. So,
yeah, but and I know you've said this before. Number one, this NBA or not NBA, this NFL draft class for quarterbacks is insane. So why would a team take like a Bailey Zappe when you can get a young guy? Or number two, if you're not going to get a young guy in the draft like that, why? I'd much rather have like a veteran who's going to teach my starter, not some guy who's like done nothing in the
league. Yeah, problem is I mean, they don't have the Mike White on their team to compliment. And I'm not saying Mike White's like that guy who's done everything in the NFL, but he's at least had some experience. They got Bailey Zappe who's getting traded back between the practice squad and roster on a regular basis, trading off with Mac Jones, right? Like,
yeah, like I'd rather have like a Brian Hoyer on the team than him,
right? So, yeah, it's not great, and everything, but you know, we'll see where it goes from here. So, we are just getting into the what are we looking for, extended bidding window for everyone. So, if you are bidding any cards, be sure to place new bids on them now, or in the next 5 minutes to make sure that they keep on rolling into the night, so you can maybe have a chance to get them. I am actually trying to navigate to where we're going to bid on some giveaways for the night. So hope everyone's looking forward to that. Do not forget, we give away a card every episode at the end of it. Yeah, make sure you stick around to see what that is. And Julian, anything else on your Who Be Buying segment? I know I just kind of segued in already, but
no, I think it's everything. But there is a card that I saved because I thought it was pretty interesting. Not it doesn't really fall into the Who Be Buying, but there's this sick Najee Harris National Treasures, what's like the Steelers patch.
Oh yeah.
It's a sick card, but like it's so unfortunate because this card probably like a year ago was like worth like a lot more, and it's a super sweet card. Just I don't know what happened to him.
He just is not it. Honestly, he's not it.
Yeah, when it's a player where they're 3-4 years in the league and the rookie season was the best, it's just no bueno.
Right. Gonna toss a little bid action on this Christian Yelich. I really like that card. I'm excited for Bradley Green this season. I think that he's kind of flying under the radar of this 2023 Topps rookie class because of how good it is, how many good top end talents are, like Corbin Carroll, Adley Rushman, Gunnar Henderson. That his rookie year stats were like really, really good. And I'm looking forward to him. So I'm throwing some bids in here into some lower dollar cards. I think, first of all, these are some really nice deals. Like a Butler Black off 39. I'm not a huge Butler fan. I know someone out there will probably appreciate those Miami Vice throwback or City Connect jerseys. So just trying to get some cards here maybe for some giveaways. And I hope everyone's having a good night tonight on our stream. Even a little Jordan Walker action. He had not a great rookie season, but he's a very talented player. And I think he'll figure it out for the Cardinals. Although, as a Brewers fan, I don't mind too much him playing poorly.
Here's my question. Is, like, the future bright for the Cardinals? Because I asked one of my, like, close friends was a big Cardinals fan, and he was, like, pretty down about
that. Yeah, I mean Cardinals need a lot of fixes, specifically in the rotation. If Vinny's in here, Vinny can definitely, I'm sure, give some thoughts on the Cardinals' outlook. But they're going to spend some money, but, like, they're signing Sonny Gray, who was second in the AL Cy Young voting this past year. But honestly, he's projected to really regress this year compared to last year. So I think the Cardinals need a lot more than just signing Sonny Gray. I think a lot of people agree with me on that. And they're hoping for bounce backs in Goldschmidt and Arenado. They had pretty poor seasons, not like they've had in the years past. So, I mean, we'll see. I don't think that it's going to be instant, you know, very bad this last year, like fourth in division to first. It'll probably take him a couple years to get back there.
Yeah. They're not going to have a Diamondbacks turnaround.
No. I don't think so, at least. I mean, Diamondbacks was insane. Oh, love out of the pocket.
What score?
It's 21-19. Packers winning. Love has done nothing but play amazing. But the defense for the Packers has given up basically a drive every single time. So normally our defense has been actually pretty good. But they're kind of getting run over by Pacheco here. Let's see. We got a minute left in this window. I'm actually bidding on a card for my own collection, although it's probably a bad time to buy this. It's not Jordan Love. I'll reveal that maybe later, depending if I win it or not. And we got 52 seconds left in this window. Hoping to get a few of those giveaways. I'm going to filter right back to the top of this auction now to see what's up here. Jim Baker is predicting a turnover. You know, Jim, they call him the fortune teller. So,
do they?
Messing around. By the way, Jim wanted to make it known that he said that the Eagles would get curb stomped by the Niners, which did in fact happen. And you would not find me disagreeing. The Eagles were frauds, and they exposed themselves. The Niners have destroyed the Cowboys and the Eagles, both of which have been spoken about in the same league as the Niners, and they are not. They are not.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Cowboys for me is pretty big because the playoffs, when they hit the playoffs, they're just...
And they haven't really played that top of teams other than the 49ers. Dude, Love is making every throw tonight and out to Christian Watson. Honestly, I was very critical on Christian Watson. Even live here on the show, I'm pretty sure I ripped him for about five straight weeks.
Critical of Watson?
No, dude, I was very critical on Watson. He was not creating any separation. He wasn't fighting for any footballs. It was very tough to watch him after last year. I thought he had an amazing rookie season. And I tell you what, the last 2 weeks, he's a completely different player. I'm sure he was trying to play through injury, which, you know, me as a fan, it's bad getting all over a player. It's probably playing through injury, trying to help the team. But my goodness, man, he is literally, we don't need a draft a wide receiver. I thought going into the season, I'm like, if we don't take one of these top receivers, we're idiots. The way all these young guys are playing, let's go running back, let's go cornerback, offensive line first before all that, though.
Maybe Christian Watson was watching a little Slapstack Sunday and he got motivated.
I mean, honestly, shout out Christian Watson. If you're watching, I apologize for ripping on you so badly. I think you're a great player. But please show it.
And I got to say, once again, I'm not a Green Bay Packers fan. So, like, there's been times I've ripped on them. And you can ask Aaron, because I was ripping on Jordan Love quite a bit for before he went off in the past couple games. But if you told, like, a Packers fan going into the season, like, with this win, if they win, like, 6-6, I think that's a massive dub.
Six and six with wins against two of the top records in the NFL, too.
Lions, like, that team, they should not be winning as much. Like, on paper, I don't think they should be winning this much.
Youngest roster in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Youngest roster in the NFL.
So, I'd be happy if I was a Packers fan. It's not Aaron Rodgers. What was that?
The throw?
Yeah.
Well, you see the blitz? I mean, he had no time.
No. I think the wide receiver ran the wrong route.
Oh, I mean, it's very possible. Yeah, he's supposed to do a curl, but at the same time,
cracked me up. Dude, he got grinding it down the field, and then he's just like throwing in the.
But if he actually had time, I mean, that he was open on the go route. But here's the deal, man. We'll get back to the auction in a second. I don't want to ignore all the crazy cards ending here. The Packers are dropping off the huge cap hit of Aaron Rodgers after the season. That's like $40, $50 million in the cap hit where they can't spend that money. And they also have so much cap tied up in injured players like Bakhtiari, like Aaron Jones right now. The roster will drastically change from this year to next and like the positions that we need it help in. And, man, I can't wait to see what's even in the future. But I'm just excited about it right now. I'm not trying to blow past this awesome first year of Jordan Love starting that I'm really excited about.
But personally, I think the Packers should, with their first pick, choose another quarterback for the Packers.
Oh, you mean like when Fox Sports said that we should pick J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah.
Typical. J.J. McCarthy, I've not been impressed at all with him over the last 3 weeks.
That's another one where I actually, speaking of Justin Fields earlier, I'd say it's a very similar situation, except Justin Fields was probably a little bit more dominant, well, a lot more dominant in college, but like, he's very much a system quarterback in my eyes. Like the best teams he's played against, he threw for like 70 yards against Penn State or something. Like, not great.
Yeah, no, they didn't even let him throw the ball in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you want to put together a winning game plan if running the ball every single play makes you win. I get it. But also, if your guy's a top 10 NFL talent, you know, let him control the game. Like, you know, so that's a different conversation. Yeah, we are punting it. I do very much so think that the Chiefs are going to take the lead on this next drive because our defense can't stop anything. That was the first drive that really has kind of failed other than before the end of the first half. But, yeah, it got backed up 3rd and 15 and just chucked it down the field. That one did not work out. All right, so we are at 9:38 right now. There's 1 minute left in this window. For those Star Wars fans out there, I know that Star Wars Top's Finest released recently. There were some really nice Star Wars cards in this auction. I don't have any pulled up right now, but
let me hear your best lightsaber noise.
No, I don't have one.
Come on.
You do one for
it. I love it.
That's actually kind of funny. Do you think that you'd be a good lightsaber duelist?
Dude, I'd be insane. You know what I've always thought about? You like, you got it, and they're like swinging at you. Instead of clashing, you turn it off and then turn it back on, and then why has no one ever done that?
Well, unless you can't block it in time and you get your, you know.
Yeah, except the small caveat is if they're trying to swing at you, maybe it's not the best idea. But like,
you might just totally expose yourself. You might die.
But when you think about it, you know, a little probably be insane. Give me the force.
Oof. Julian, I'm not convinced. I think that you used to be able to click on the item to preview it and the back image, like very recently, like even really? As soon as our last episode. I think so, because I just keep on
clicking. You might be right, though, because whenever I click on a card, I put it into a new tab. So you might be right, but like I'll just go with I'm right.
So this card right here is called 2014 UD, a piece of history, 1000 point club. I'm wondering if this is like from a piece of material he wore when he scored his 1000th point. It's not exactly clarifying for us in the back of this card. It just says that it's a trading card with Gretzky hockey memorabilia and an autograph. I really want to know if that's like from like the Breezers or like, I don't know, the stick. I am be sick, but it's probably not from the stick. And either way, interesting card. Wayne Gretzky, that's $5,000 you just sold for.
And we got a comment. You might have been right. Jack says, yep, you were.
I mean, the fact I keep on clicking on them because like my subconscious, you know, muscle memory is telling me to like see the back of this card and it's not happening right away. That's just where I. Goodness, man, we had to get that fumble. Not right now, it was earlier.
Oh my god, dude. They like those, like when Andy enters the room in Toy Story, Pacheco, what? Dude, he folded like when the toys.
Oh, like Woody?
Yeah, dude, when he's like, Andy's coming. That's like what happened.
Man, so Edwards is injured right now. There's this really cool 2021 Immaculate Patch autograph number out 15. This is not his rookie. This is a second-year card right here. Give me your predictions on the NBA right now. Like, the West has been flipped on its head. You had teams like the Clippers, the Lakers, the Jazz, the Warriors, the Grizzlies, all successful over the last, like, five seasons. Thunder, T-Wolves, Kings. I mean, Nuggets have been successful for a little bit now, obviously. Even the Pelicans have been making a little bit of noise. Do you think that we are kind of passing the torch here in the West where it's like, sorry, old guys, like, step aside. Ant Edwards is here to take over. Chet, Shea, all these guys, and they're actually going to win ball games. It's not just that they're going to score a lot of points.
I think so. It's leaning in that direction. And it's also a lot more entertaining for this sport with these teams where – 2-3 years ago, they were like really bad. And even for some of them, like last season, like the Magic and Thunder were not great. The Thunder like were decent.
Thunder were the playing game, like they had a shot.
Yeah. But it's made it so much more entertaining. And I think like the teams like the Warriors might be hitting a wall with the older guys. Now LeBron James is a rare case because he's what, 38 and still like dropping 20 plus points. But I do think that some of these younger teams have put in their time and started spending those draft picks and bringing in players, and now they've got that complete team. So I think that's the way it's heading.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the NBA, I think it's a refresh, honestly. Like I'm sick of hearing can Kawhi and Paul George win the finals with the Clippers. Can now Westbrook and Harden do it with them too? Like I'm sick of that. Like give me the Shea and Chet stories. Give me the Ant Edwards with the three headed monster of Nasri, Carl Towns, and Rudy Gobert. Like I want to see those storylines in the playoffs. Now like we've had them for a bit in the regular season, like this year and a little bit last year, but like I'm ready to see that actually make the Western Conference Finals one of these years and play against even Kings too. I don't know if I didn't mention the Kings, but I meant the Kings as well. A massive comeback against the Warriors the other night to make the in-season tournament quarterfinals and stuff like that. Like it's just really awesome to see these teams come out and do it. And even on a nightly basis now too. It's not like you got that one like fluke game. Bulls are kind of interesting right now though.
Yeah, can we talk about the Bulls better than the Bucks? Okay, we're back, baby.
All right.
We're back.
Pump a break to my guy, but
get cooked, son.
Can I give you all some credit? Is it a surprise that two games that you've won in a row there was no Zach LaVine?
I don't think it is. I mean, the NBA. What I love about the NBA, especially more recently, is that not like putting the like individually best players on the floor, it doesn't automatically translate to success. You got that with the Nets, like these teams like the Clippers putting these former MVPs, these all-stars all on the same team. It's a team sport. You have to be moving the ball. You have to have the energy. And the Bulls have looked like a completely different team since Zach LaVine has been playing, and especially and even when Zach and DeMar weren't playing, Kobe White has stepped up offensively. We look good. We're moving the ball. I think we were like one of the worst teams offensively and defensively in the league, and that has kind of changed since then. But it has to be a wake up call for the Bulls management. You gotta trade Zach LaVine or DeMar DeRozan for some younger guys or some picks, because you got to do it while they're still productive.
Yeah.
Although we were texting back and forth about Woj saying there's not a huge market for Zach LaVine because of his contract. So I think Zach's got to come back. He's got to take it and see where people are coming from and use it just to fuel him. And he's got to kind of change his play style a little bit, and then maybe we can get something better for him. But I'm sure DeMar DeRozan, there's going to be some suitors for him.
Yeah, I mean, one of those teams is going to want to try to add him, like the Lakers or something like that. To
maybe the Clippers.
Oh, let's go.
They're getting all of the old guys.
Packers just converted a 2nd and 16. Love over the top to Dobbs.
Love has such a weird throw. He leans backwards when he throws it. And I'm like, it's so like nonchalant.
He does it a little too often. I think to start the game, he's a little bit more precise. Like today, man, he was stepping to all of his throws. And well, to be fair, honestly, I'm not trying to say he's Aaron Rodgers. You can look up the video comparisons, the way they throw a football. he learned how to throw from Aaron Rodgers the last three seasons. He does kind of have some nonchalantness to his throwing motion that is like Aaron Rodgers. I'm not saying he's going to be a successful Aaron Rodgers. Oh, look at Love throwing a block on the double reverse. Oh, Watson, get down, son. You see this?
You're ahead of me, so I'm about to watch right now.
Oh, watch this.
Oh, my. Broke his ankle. Somebody get that guy a map. What in the world is this card?
Oh, yeah. So this is from Star Wars. It's from Star Wars Galaxy Frozen and Carbonite X-Fractor. This is Han Solo, but, man, that is kind of creepy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And also, I know Bulls transfer the rest of history.
Oh, that hurts, too.
Bulls transfer the rest of history. I say, when we had Lonzo to start the year, we were number one in the East.
What if? The what if, man. Oh, I wouldn't mind, like, if Lonzo came back to healthy, I wouldn't mind keeping him, but I don't know if that's feasible.
Dude, Love just put it on the money, and the dude dropped it, or, like, fifth-string wide receiver. He's probably giving, like, Dobbs a break or something like that, or Watson. I know, hey, I know you love your boy Ronaldo. Bro, this card is nasty.
That's sick. I think it's from three separate jerseys, too.
I would have to. You're saying like not this. Like this is Real Madrid top and bottom.
No, like I think they're all Real Madrid, but they're like the different kits.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. It's an awesome card. Different logos and such like that. Look at Jim Baker saying that Love looks a lot like Rodgers. He's getting scared. Honestly, yeah. I'm not trying to say he's gonna have the career of Aaron Rodgers, but does have glimpses in his throwing style and the zip, all that different stuff, extending plays. Also. I know we haven't really maybe mentioned Aaron Rodgers a whole lot of the last couple of weeks. I think he'd be absolutely ridiculous to come back this year. That Jets team is so bad.
Yeah, isn't even physically possible.
Dude, he will end his career within like three plays playing behind that O-line. And even if, like, I don't think that, like, physically an Achilles can heal, like, fully. Like, that
I'm hoping it is, like, a freak, like, recovery and, like, he is okay to play. Because if they bring him back and he's, like prematurely, he can really like mess up his legs.
Yeah, no, for real, it could get bad. I mean, for him, just as a person, like,
Vinny said that the Braves traded for Jared Kelenic.
They did. That's a big change up for him, man. I think anyone that owns Jared Kelenic cards, he doesn't even have to step on the diamond. You're probably making money on those cards right now. Think about the Braves and all the talent that they've developed over the last 3-4 years. Kelenic has had talent. He got injured. He's had glimpses. I wish I had one right now. I did have one. I sold it here on the weekly auction about like maybe two, three months ago. But wow, I know he might not even start, you know, with that team and how good it is. But dang, that's definitely a big move for his market. He doesn't even have to play yet. There's no guarantees in the card market.
Oh,
well, I can almost guarantee you.
The guy who dropped the ball just made up for it by breaking the rules.
Heathman, there you go. Oh, that was nasty. Julian, Mr. F1.
I saw them.
We have the same price here on two F1 Reds numbered out of five, but one's an 8 with the Renault, one's a 9 with the Alfa Romeo. Which card would you rather have for the same amount of money?
Renault, 100%. Dude, Alfa Romeo is kind of booty.
Okay, so Renault, I think, is a much more, obviously, historic brand and would be more valuable in the market for what it is. I don't relate Renault to red ever, obviously, because they're yellow. But Alfa Romeo, yeah. I mean, they got red and black in their team. It looks pretty cool.
It does, but yeah,
I agree with you. There's no heritage here.
Yeah, not. Like the teams kind of play a factor into it. But if they had yellow on the card with the red, then I'd be like 100% Alfa Romeo. But
Vinny, you're actually making a solid point, because as I was thinking about when I was talking, I'm like, is Eddie Rosario actually going to be like factor into their future? And I think that he was maybe their starting left fielder, maybe it was last year, the year before that. But yeah, I mean, honestly, congrats to anyone who holds Kelenic today. There's not many trades I've seen yet or deals in the MLB that has drastically changed the card market for someone. But I think that one is a major one. Kelenic getting traded to the Braves. Waukesha kid from Wisconsin. All right, go ahead.
Switching topics, because I just thought about this. Is David Bakhtiari, is he injured again? Is he, like, done?
Yeah, he's out for the season. He had another knee surgery, man. His career is pretty much done. He's one of the worst contract extensions in Packers history. not because he's not amazing and wasn't all pro left tackle and everything like that, but man, it's just, it's tough. His career went really downhill fast. He was so, so good. But we replaced him with Zach Tom, I think, or Zach Tom plays around the same position. And Zach Tom's, I think, one of the highest rated left tackles or offensive linemen in the NFL.
Will Green Bay put the nail in the coffin here?
Oh, shoot, man.
Don't forget about the giveaway also.
Oh, I already locked it up. I was just going to actually show that right now. All right, so we are at 9:52 Central Time. Pretty soon here we are approaching the one-minute window, so I want to give a quick shout-out here. We are going to give away guaranteed this Jimmy Butler tonight. This is the Black Opulence Parallel number 39. It comes off like an extremely expensive box, and it's 39 for those that care, those that matter. But super, super cool card there. And I want to give away a second card, so I want you to tell me. I won both of these, two Milwaukee cards. Would you rather have, for a giveaway tonight, a Yelich Gilded Chrome number 99 or a Dame Dollar Lillard Prism Silver Flashback from 2020? So that was, I think, the first year they did the Prism Flashbacks to the 2012 design. Silver. Would you rather have the Dame Lillard as a giveaway or the Yelich? The more comments we get on either player, we will give away that as a second option. So please let us know that in the comments if you want to have some input.
I want the Yelich. I got to make my fake account right now.
Jerry says, Dame time. Let's see as these comments come in what people are picking.
Dame time? Well, I'm kind of shocked. Damian Lillard sucks. Go Bulls.
Dude, go look at the stats, man. Been amazing. He's been amazing this year.
Yeah, except your coach refuses to give him the ball to lead the offense.
Well, yeah, in that one game, Lillard has done a great job at leading the offense.
I don't have to watch.
Looks like we've got a lot of Dame comments here as Peg Jung throws in the cryptic Dame comment there as he's tapping his watch. TB Incognito, I love the Yelich support, but in the end, I'm not going to mind keeping a nice Yelich in my collection. That's what it seems like. The Dame and the Jimmy Butler, two basketball cards we're giving away tonight to all of you. Man, Pools market is in the tank, dude. Very bad time for drawing pool cards. I'm going to look this one up. This is his Opulence 2019 booklet patch rookie autograph, which they sell pretty well. I know in the past, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, you're talking a $1,000 card in 2022. We're at $250 right now. Obviously, a lot of cards have dropped at times in the market, but his is a little bit more predicated on performance than what he's not doing with the Wizards. I mean, Tyus Jones is balling with the Wizards. He will get traded, I feel like, this season. So Tyus Jones, man, shout out Tyus Jones from the Minnesota area. And he's an amazing player. I wish the Bucks could get him for campaign. Although campaign had a great game last game, helped us beat the Hawks.
Hey, we won't take no campaign slander. Bulls legend.
No, he's playing well. Look at Jay. Jay's quite upset with all the sports giveaways. He says, hey, one of these days, maybe give away a non-sports card. Just saying, Jay, we will definitely take that in consideration. Just most of the less valuable cards, generally my eyes draw to the sports all the time. But we will look into that. So a big money dump by the Mariners, you're saying, Vinny, that the Braves are taking on all the salary of all their overpaid players like Evan White and Kalinic and stuff. I don't know what Kalinic's kind of deal even is right now. I think Evan White was given a pretty big deal though, right? Like just after he debuted.
I hope you're not asking me that question.
No, I'm asking Vinny. tell me about Zaire Emery.
That card is so sick. It's so sick.
It is super nasty here.
But yeah, I mean, okay, hold on. Here's a question for everybody watching. Let's take guesses as to how old this guy is.
Yeah, you don't even have to know soccer.
Take a look at the photo, and we'll take a guess at how old he is.
Give us a guess. Man, gotta win this game. Guessing. All right, Peg Jung said 22. That's 22? Our first guess.
22.
Wesley say he won a 2004 Mooney Chroma La Liga Lionel Messi. Nice.
Jay said 19 and a half. Jerry, I'm not reading that comment.
So in the end, Julian, you are definitely prompting these guys to comment lower.
Yeah, that's true. But like, dude is 17. Jim Baker definitely looked that up. But he is 17. How it's crazy. He's so good.
I say that picture also makes him look a little older too.
Dude, like, all the pictures, dude. He has facial hair.
Yeah. I meant younger than his other pictures look. I messed that up. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he is 17.
He's 17.
Yeah.
Came to the spotlight when he was 16, pro contract. Dude's crazy. There's no good way to ask that without them like either saying something super old or super young.
Yeah.
But what, he's out for like a fat minute now.
Dude, Patrick Mahomes? No. No way. That's not a flag. Brother, you got to be kidding me. That is not a flag. That's not a flag.
Let's see. I'll be the judge, unbiased.
He touched his arm at the end there, but
yeah, that's
dude, that ball's way out of bounds, Julian.
That's off.
Mahomes has not done very impressive stuff tonight, but that was a super weak call. Telling you, T Swift is there. Chiefs are in the refs' pockets, bro. Holy. That's a terrible flag. The fix is in for this game, but also Tom Brady gold PSA 10 select number out of 10, proven its value here, $16,000. Now, obviously, everything's relative. What was this card selling at one point? You know, pre-market boom, post-market boom. Pick that man. Oh!
Let's see here. That was a terrible throw.
Let's go.
Dude, what is going on with the Chiefs?
Dude, Mahomes is – I mean, I hate to say it.
Put Taylor Swift out there.
This is the second time that Jordan Love has outplayed Patrick Mahomes in his career in two matchups. Just saying. That was Love's first start of all time there.
The first time he did?
Mahomes was terrible that game. Yeah, Love had a higher passer rating against the
Chiefs. Classic game where Jordan Love was starting, they threw his family up in the highest seats possible.
They showed that before the game changed. His mom's in a suite today.
Well, I would hope so. Imagine Green Bay getting bad seats too.
No, come on, man. Love's the chosen one here, bro. Anyone that I definitely was like, Love, man, like, why are you making that throw like weeks ago? But like, I've always believed in Love because I think that the talent was there. And I just hope that he can close this game off to really get fans even more behind him than they already are. But yeah, at the end of the show tonight, we've got two giveaways coming up. So please don't go anywhere. It's already 9:59 Central Time, which means that we probably have another 10 minutes with you all tonight. Maybe we see this Packer game end pretty close to as the end of this episode. But two giveaways will be coming at the end of the night. There's still a lot of cards running. There are a lot of huge cards too. I mean, Brady Gold out of 10. PSA 10, LeBron James 101, BGS 7.5, Platinum. We got the Kyrie jersey number 2 out of 1. Oh, here's an interesting point. Like, I know that's probably like maybe, I don't know, 3/5 of the price. No, not even 2/5 of the price of the other one, or 3/5 maybe. I would way rather have the Immaculate than this. But this is a PSA 6, I get it. It's number 2 out of 1 NAI's jersey number, though.
Both the patches are nasty, though.
Yeah. They are. And then there's also – I keep on clicking on these. I got to stop. There's also a really sick jersey number rookie patch autograph here as well. This is the nameplates, which is also – I mean, Upper Deck Exquisite really, really, really hit a home run with this set. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're talking – yeah, you're talking – oh, this – so they actually do name on here. This is from the rookie photo shoot. Either way, at least it says what it's from, and he wore the jersey. They got the nameplate patch on here, which is awesome to see, and everything like that. So this is numbered 3 out of 25 for D Wade.
Another Bulls legend.
Man, some of those players moving teams at the end of their career. Like, I just hope that's not Giannis. Please follow Kobe, man.
Giannis to the Bulls. He said it at one point. I don't care if he's like 37, dude. Giannis, come to the Bulls.
No, it's not happening.
Please. Make all them Bucks fans like absolutely lose their mind.
There's also a 101 Curry from 2012 Immaculate here. First year of Immaculate. Impressive stuff there. There's a lot of jersey number cards. I wouldn't be shocked if these were all out of one collection here. This is a PMG from 2012 Fleer Retro, which is a UNC jersey, but still people love their PMGs regardless if they're buying the $1 million PMGs from 97 or if they're, you know, spending more affordable amount, 5K here on the Fleer Retro 97.
I just remembered something because you talked about multiple cards in the auction that you haven't, we haven't pointed out any, but there were so many printing plates of Steph Curry.
Oh yeah. There were like signed printing plates and stuff like that. There's a lot of different signed cards of Steph Curry. Here's a signed rookie. Like, I want to get this card signed. That autograph is half lost in the card. Yeah. And I really think that like rookie patches from that era are pretty cool. I wouldn't get that card signed. Although I know it's probably selling for more because of it, but. You know, their card signed.
Can you imagine how massive that Leaf card would be if it had been like tops?
I was literally just going to say the fact that these three autographs on one card sells for under $2,000 just shows how much people hate Leaf.
That's crazy.
There's no better example to show how much Leaf does not matter in the market than Messi, Ronaldo, and Pele all in one card selling for under $2,000.
That's really wild. Doesn't get much better than that.
I mean, no. I mean, you're talking three of the greatest ever. You know, you want to put Maradona up there too? Like, obviously, people can choose Maradona up there. But
yeah, I'd have to say that's probably the three best combination right there.
Yeah. Under $2,000. That's crazy. Really wild. I think that we actually got this card graded for someone through our SGC grading. So if anyone wants to submit to SGC through us, $14 per card, slabstacks.com/grading. Very cool canvas here of Wayne Gretzky. It's a buyback card where he signs it afterwards with Upper Deck. These cards actually sell for a lot of money when they do that. Normally buybacks are like Panini. They make way too many in like the Panini honors. The hockey ones are a completely different story.
But Aaron, what if I have a card in like – it's a pretty expensive card like that one, and I don't want to pay a ton for it.
Well, good question, Julian. No matter the value, if you got a modern card post-2000, even ones that are pre-2000, a lot of them, you're paying $14 a card, no matter if it's a $10,000 card, $15,000 card. If you submit to me, Julian, a $500,000 LeBron James I know is in your collection, $14 per card.
I'm going to have to pull that one out.
Wesley won 97 Panini Los Mejores Equipos Europa Thierry Henry PSA 6. So anyone that has won items, please throw it in the chat tonight. I'll never forget my dad, whenever AJ Dillon came into the league, he kept on calling AJ Dillon Corey Dillon. I'm like, Dad, who the heck is Corey Dillon? I remember him. Born in 1998. So don't slay me for not knowing who Corey Dillon was at the time. But yeah, he's always like, Corey Dillon, come on. I'm like, nah, dude, it's not Corey.
You don't know who Corey Dillon is?
Julian, you definitely didn't even know what that name was before. That was just put
in the chat. You know Corey Dillon.
Proceeds to Google.
The American former professional football player who was running back for 10 seasons in the National Football League with the Bengals and the Patriots. That
you just came up with that off the top of your head, right?
Yeah. Age 49, born in Seattle, Washington.
Wow, you know so much about him without ever having heard his name.
He doesn't know Corey Dillon.
Only scrubs like me, I think. Yo, we got to get pretty close to the end of this auction, I think. I'm going to get that giveaway going. We're going to check that one out here in a minute, Jay, unless it's already sold. Wait, that's actually funny. I didn't even, like, read this entire comment. I just saw Corey Dillon, so I started talking. And Jim was the same thing as my dad. He literally referenced him as Corey Dillon. All right, everyone, please drop some comments in the chat with number ones. Number ones qualify you for our two giveaways for the night.
We're under 24 cards too.
Are we already? Oh my god, I gotta navigate. Wait,
I'm going with the one piece card.
AJ Dillon has actually really had a couple strong weeks recently. Are we under 24 cards? I think we are. Shoot, yeah, pick something here. Oh, I'm gonna go with. Does it have a bid? The one piece card already.
Actually, I don't think we're at 24 yet.
No, I don't think so either. Don't pick a card.
I had a filter on.
Yeah.
We're close.
I just took all my filters off.
But I have a feeling about this one piece card, so you know we're probably gonna be at it right now.
All right, I'm gonna close off the giveaway entries at 10:08 Central Time. So please get your oh wow, what a play. Please get your no. Dude, Watson just pulled his hamstring.
You know it's not good when, dude, I hate it when defenders do that. Like, not only is he injured, but when a player goes down, you take the ball out of his hands. Like, yeah, this isn't good though.
Oh, he just was finally playing amazing.
He's pretty injury prone, no?
Oh my gosh, insane! Look at him, man. He's just running. He's insanely injury prone. His hamstrings are made of paper, bro.
Dude, it was so bad. That was so sudden.
Man, he was literally just running around the outside. Wasn't even like planting, accelerating, changing direction, speeds, anything.
Hey, I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive here, but he stayed in bounds. Dub.
Clock keeps running. All right, let's get these picks in now, I think. Picks need to get in right now. Pick something here. Wait, what card? I'm going to go with that Curry 101. Pick something that's red right now. Don't wait.
I will take the I'll wait until something's green. The guy LaPointe. I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, if you're picking something that's green, I am also doing that too. Okay,
pick a green one.
All right. We'll see if that Curry goes. Curry went green. I'm taking the Curry still.
This dude's got a lit name, Guy LaPointe.
Dude, oh my gosh. He was cooking these last few weeks, bro, or 2 weeks, but oh my gosh, he was playing so well tonight. I was about to okay, man. 7 catches, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns tonight.
He's going to get injured, and then he's going to come back, and he's going to need seven games to get back to his full potential.
That is 100% true, and he's probably not coming back for at least 4 weeks at minimum now, 3-4 weeks. Yo, there are some really good odds to win this giveaway here. You better put some comments in fast as I'm about to get the list here.
I got to go quick.
Is your card – gotta be quicker than that. Is your card eliminated?
No, it's still going. Come on. The guy, it's never gonna lose.
I think it's pronounced Guy, but I think like Guy Lafleur was Guy? One of them.
It's even sicker. Like a Guy, like a karate Guy. Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. All right. Getting the comments here. Curry moving on yet? I might get smacked again on this. That's okay. I'm just charging up for the picking the last card.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. Aaron, let me teach you here. A Steph Curry 101 to 5 grand, not a great choice.
I'm out.
Get pooped on. Gee guy is going. We're going.
He was walking, so at least he wasn't getting like carried off. It's not great.
With the hamstring stuff, it's like it's not to the point where you can't walk.
Yeah, because like, you're just gonna hurt it so bad if you
run. Like those stuff take forever to recover, even if you didn't tear.
Yeah,
like a pulled hamstring, dude, so bad.
Win for Watson. Come on.
Win for Watson.
No timeouts for Kansas City either. Come on, man. Keep burning this. Get that field goal. At least go up 8. Leave him no timeouts. Get this dub.
Oh, we're still going. We're still going.
You're still going?
Yes, sir.
Wow. All right, I'm ready to run this giveaway whenever because we got 2 winners tonight. Pretty sure everyone came out to the house tonight.
You can run it right now if you want.
After this play.
Mom says, help me with chores after this play. No, once it hits commercial break.
Well, oh, yeah, it's 2-minute warning. It's 2-minute warning. I want to see if your car gets a bid, though. I mean, I kind of want to clown you right now if you get eliminated.
Clown me, dude. You've been out for ages. I grew a beard in the time I waited in between our new cars.
Oh, come on, man.
And then I'm going to wait for the unlucky person. You're going to choose their name, and I'm going to be like, I'm so sorry. And then they're going to finish the very last in the drawing.
Probably. Oh.
Yeah. Give me that.
Hold that. All right. You ready? I got this, man.
No, you don't.
Packers luck is on my side. Texas luck on my side. Chelsea luck. It's all going right this weekend. One. Jim Baker beats.
we apologize for if Aaron chooses your card.
Jim Baker beast does not count. This should not be in here. This does not count. I missed
automatic disqualification.
No, his number one can count. All right, two. Man, I'm feeling DJ Quicksilva. So if Jim Baker and Beast wins, that means that whoever's number two actually wins.
So we're guessing if that happens, we would be we're guessing the number two for that one.
Yeah, whoever actually wins the card.
Okay. I'm thinking Leslie Munson right above.
Jerry again. Jerry again. Sorry, DJ man. I didn't need.
See, everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Oh, wait. There's a second winner, too. I forgot. TB Incognito. Congrats. TB gets the Dame time. Although TB's the one that asked for the Yelich. TB, if you really want the Yelich, man, I'll give you the Yelich. If you want the Yelich, I'll give you the Yelich. You just let me know. I know that you're the only one that commented that thing.
Poor DJ. Oh, no. He's here watching the show. It's a simple giveaway. And then Aaron goes and ruins his night by choosing him. Unfortunate. And so engrossed in the
well, yeah. I mean, he just took a sack on 3rd and 5.
Go for it, Go for it.
No, I mean, at this point, I'm sure he was like trying to keep the clock to start moving, but like it's to take a sack, you know, you're risking yourself not getting the points. But yeah, congratulations to Jerry and TB and Kaneo. Please send me a message, and also, like I said, TB, or an email. If you want the Yelich is yours, and yours is eliminated, sir.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
come on, man.
I don't want to make you feel bad by destroying you and everything.
All right. Well, there's a few cards left for me here. A couple different hockey cards in the 1967 Walt Disney card. For anyone that is interested in checking that out, please check out the rest of the auction as it ends. But as always, we want to give a big thank you to everyone here. For hanging out and watching the PWCC weekly auction. Go Packers, man. We're hopefully about to win this. Let's see here. Unless we miss. I'll get a live reaction for everyone here. This is to take an 8-point lead. Straight down the middle.
Your reaction is going to let me know what happens.
It's good. There we go. All right. Well, with that being said, I got to give everyone some props for coming out. I know you're doing a lot of shows here, 98 in a row. And Jillian, thanks for coming.
2-4.
I have 2 more chances, man, before I get clowned for forever on this show, 2 man.
More than Aaron's got to shave his head.
No, that's definitely not happening.
Run the tape. I think they're pretty sure we read that.
There is no tape on that. So
I think so.
All right. I appreciate everyone for coming. 98 shows, 99 next. We're going to be having some guests in here in the next couple weeks. I'm very excited for that. And make sure you come back 9:45 p.m. Eastern Time, Slapstock Sunday. Each Sunday's here. And have a great rest of your night, a great rest of your week. And find us on Fanatics Live on Wednesday morning for Inception release day. And I'll be live tomorrow night as well at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for some Top Shrimp update baseball. But no, that is not happening.
He did just get here. He said if by 100. No. On episode 0, he said if he hadn't done it by episode 100, he would shave his head.
No, sir. All right. See everyone. Have a great rest of your week.